can hike and I can fish and I can bike, and in the wintertime I can ski. But I'm staring at my shoes at the Bull Falls Brew, and I know why I'm feeling blue. WAUSA, and the only thing missing is you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Do you want to give a shout out to who sang that song, Jane?
Yes. Once I find
okay.
it.
Okay.
Can I just tell you, like, that hit me right in the heart, actually. It was longtime beloved radio host Glenn Moberg.
Glenn Moberg,
passed away
yes.
a few years ago. But he wrote that as one of his, you know, as he was confronting his end of life. He wrote and recorded that song. And I asked his family if we could make a music video of it for sesquicentennial, and we did. So you hit me in the heart. I'm emotional now. Way
there
to go.
You go. Good job, Jane. Good way to start. So I should probably introduce our guest. I don't like to pick favorites, but really, let's be honest, one of my favorite, if not my favorite, mayor in Wisconsin, mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, is here. How you doing,
Hello.
Friend?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
I'm doing so much better than last time I was on your show.
Well, so that's... For context, the last time you were on your show, we were talking about the same topic, and the news had basically broke that this massive project of this water filtration system that was going to help or really filter the water for all six drinking wells in Wausau, because all six drinking wells were pretty above where they needed to be when it came to PFAS. And this was the summer that we started talking about this, maybe like July, August.
I remember the day, so we had a press conference for our community in February last year. So we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of finding out about this.
And so let's give, because now the water filtration system is up and running, started in December. So before we get to that, kind of just refresh, because we probably have some new listeners that weren't here
the
last time you were on here. So
yeah, you do.
The background of the story and how we got here.
Yeah. So, you know, last year, at the beginning of the year, we had an internal staff meeting. We heard from the DNR. They asked us if we would test our wells for PFAS. And we did that because our neighbors in Rib Mountain tested, and they had a hot well. They had a well that was above 200 parts per trillion. And, you know, that's a lot higher than they want it to be. So, of course, my answer is yes, we should test because we want to know and we want to treat it if we have to. Having no idea what we were going to find, right?
Yeah.
And when we did, we found that we were above that the health advisory level from DHS. They were looking at 20 parts per trillion. DNR, you know, obviously they set their standard at 70. So we were, I think our highest well was maybe 40-ish parts per trillion, which is more than we wanted, obviously. But every well was above that 20 parts per trillion. So that's where we were.
So that's where you were. Kind of a story that so many communities across Wisconsin are dealing with when they choose to get tested or they're randomly tested. And so, but my understanding is the city was already in the works of trying to get a new water filtration system. And so the timing worked out to up the ante of how much filtering this system would have to do.
Yeah. So even before I got here, the city and the utility had decided, you know, it's time to upgrade our very old, both wastewater and drinking water facilities. So very expensive. Yeah. The new drinking water facility at this point last year was in progress. $44 million facility. We had anion exchange and all kinds of different things to affect the water quality that we knew would be positive. But we weren't set up for PFAS filtration. So that's what we had to do, is figure out what is the solution short and long term to figure out how to address this. So good news. Our new treatment facility opened December 20th, and it has the anionic exchange. That's a hard one to come out of my mouth. But we're also using a special PFAS attracting resin to pull out those PFAS. So at this point, we are pulling it out, non-detect levels. We had some new testing, so I'll be interested next week to see the new testing results, to see if there's any breakthrough, stuff like that. Those are things I care about now. All this water chemistry stuff, really important. So if you're thinking about running for mayor, consider that.
Mayor, this might be a really silly question.
Never.
So you're pulling these PFAS out with this new filtration system. What happens to them then? Because it's not like they disappear.
Nope. So they get attracted into this resin. It's really not a silly question because this is another issue that we'll be talking about very shortly. So the resin attracts it. It binds to that resin. And so the company we're working with will take that resin away, treat it. It's rechargeable. So they're able to kind of backwash it and then put it back out into circulation. Same with granular activated carbon. But, you know, that's another question that we will be dealing with. What do we do with the results of that, right? Obviously, we have concentrated levels there. And so right now, the company that we're working with will manage that. But, you know, you've seen the governor kind of put out that RFP for, do we have a site in Wisconsin that could be a hazardous waste landfill? Because right now, the closest one, I think, is in Oregon, the state. So
that's the closest one. There's nothing in like the Dakotas or anything where there's just like so much. I mean, sorry, but so maybe, much open land.
Yeah, maybe there is some of that, but the one that is, you know, certified and used.
Yeah, so you see
some of the communities that are dealing with PFAS up north, they're basically by rail shipping out their waste to Oregon. So that's a discussion that's ongoing in the state. Obviously, people don't want a landfill of hazardous waste. It sounds scary, but we do need to figure out how to deal with that. And there's emerging technology, right? There's stuff we're learning that you could basically explode the PFAS and they disappear. Although, you know, you want to study what that does to the air and all that. You know, there's a lot of stuff that now I'm like, oh my gosh. And you even mentioned the fish, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, these different levels that you have to consider and the thinking that, you know, what's happening next.
Yeah, because I think, this is not cheap. Wausau has approached this. Has any other city, at least that you know of in Wisconsin, installed a water filtration system like this? Or are you guys the first ones?
So we're the first ones technically with all six wells that are affected. So okay. We're filtering all of our wells. So our neighbors in Rib Mountain, for instance, I assume we're going to talk about Senator Baldwin's visit at some point, but I learned a little bit about what they were doing, and they're treating the very hot well with granular activated carbon. It's kind of a temporary solution. So they're doing it that way. We're the first to have in all of the water is treated for PFAS. So that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And so we're talking to Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg about the new up and running water filtration system that is filtering out PFAS from the drinking wells in the Wausau area. And so in being the first city that's doing all six wells and knowing how expensive this is.
Oh yeah.
Is this something that is a blueprint for other communities, or because this ties into shared revenue and very skinny budgets that a lot of communities are working with? Because as of right now, there was some ARPA money that was part of this, but it's like, you, at least what I read from the WPR article, like you're running a deficit in order to pay for this right now, right?
Right. So, obviously rates, we were talked about rates, you know, even before I got here to pay for the new construction. And we were anticipating those rates going up 45% to cover the new drinking water facility. That's before the PFAS.
Yeah.
And so now we're looking at 65%. And so last time when we talked to the PSC, they said, cool, we understand what you're doing. Talk to us when you get your asset online. You can raise your rates 27.5%. And so now we're going back to the PSC to say, hey, we have our asset online. And also, by the way, PFAS is a thing that we care about. It's going to be, you know, we're looking more at 65%. So that's the discussion. It's hard. It's hard to talk about those percentages as a person who's elected. It's hard to talk about it. And the only thing I can do is just tell the truth and say it's expensive. So for an average Wausau family, we're looking at maybe $18 a month increase, depending on water usage. So it's expensive. We are so grateful to Senator Baldwin, who stewarded through an earmark for us. I guess we're calling it congressionally directed spending. It's an earmark. She's taken after Representative Dave Ovey, also from Wausau, to help us along. So that's $1.6 million, which is good. But the PFAS system is going to cost, we're estimating, between $15 and $20 million. So obviously, I'm talking to anyone that will listen about money. I wrote a 5-page, you know, proposal to the governor's office as he considers his budget. So considering all of those things still, we would like to support our community, but also maybe have them not shoulder the brunt of this, since, you know, it's a regulatory environment, too. And it's new. And we don't want other communities to just say, you know what, no, we don't care about this, because we want to do what's best for human health. And if we're doing this, we think that everyone probably deserves that water that is clean and safe as well.
Yeah. And I think that's, to me, it makes a lot of sense that this, considering how many different communities across Wisconsin are facing this, this is a state issue. Like, obviously there's local, like Wausau right now, there's local, on the local government level, solutions and trying to figure it out. But ultimately, like, this has to bubble up to the state. And I don't know what the appetite is to deal with it. But has there been any movement on the how PFAS is getting into the water of accountability for dealing with what's already in there and trying to mitigate any more getting in there?
Right. So these are discussions that are going to be going on, you know, forever, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly. that was so bad. Okay. So we don't have a straightforward case like Marinette does, right? Like, they had Tyco up there. They had a very obvious source. And so Tyco is, shouldering some of that, the cost to remediate, right? So we're not straightforward like that. We are looking at, we are a formerly industrial city. I mean, we still have manufacturing happening. But, before the regulatory environment was such that we don't want to release this into the river, for instance, we had all kinds of businesses doing things, manufacturing wise. So it's not as straightforward for us. And we are also testing some of the river, and we're seeing that, the wells that are recharged by the river might be differently affected by other, than other wells. So looking at those kinds of things, it's going to take some time. We need to partner with the DNR to find that responsible party. And it might not be just one, and it might not be super, the end of the story might not feel satisfying, because it might be, well, this is what it could have been. We don't have anyone directly to sue to get those costs covered. However, the governor and the attorney general have been very forward thinking in this. And so the lawsuit that Attorney General Call is pursuing will help, I think, statewide. But again, that's not a short process. We saw with the tobacco settlement, the opioid settlement, it takes years. So I'm not relying on that yet. But of course, when they recover those costs, I want to see that coming back to Wausau too.
And so to move back a little bit, because like you said, it's some of the cost is getting seen in different families and residents' water bill.
Right.
And so how has the reception been of people on average? Obviously there's going to be some people who any price hike whatsoever are going to be upset, but on average, is the balance of understanding that you are paying for healthier water, and by not paying for this, you are slowly poisoning yourself? Like, does a lot of the constituents you're talking to, do they understand, not that they understand that, but do they accept that and be like, all right, this is worth, I know this is more money, but I get it.
Yeah, I think, and also, you can appreciate what social media does to discussions sometimes.
Yes.
It's kind of lopsided. But I would say overall, when I'm out in public, people are coming up to me and they say, can I drink the water? And when I say yes, they're like, I'm just so relieved. I feel so much better knowing it's not there. That's the majority of the conversation. And again, I don't know if the people who are talking to me are talking to me because they share a viewpoint. I would appreciate, viewpoint from anybody and everybody. There is a contingency of people who are really unhappy. They don't think that we should treat every bit of drinking water that's coming out of our system for PFAS. They think that's too expensive. But overall, it's going to be better for the system as a whole, because, what we're not talking about yet, but I'm guessing we'll be hearing about soon, is PFAS in wastewater and wastewater treatment, because, we're treating that on the other end too. We got the drinking water going out, and then we treat what comes in. And we're seeing that, wastewater is probably going to be the next regulated thing that we have to worry about.
Yeah.
So I'm worrying about it right now, but we'll wait for the DNR to kind of help us worry our way through.
Yeah. All right. Well, Katie Rosenberg, mayor of Wausau, is going to still be here when we come back from the break. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm gonna set the clock on the 400 block, the Central Wisconsin time. I drew some pictures, you should see them at the Woodson Art Museum of this place above the tension line. I'm gonna write a little letter, and I hope that when you... There's a fine state, where would you reside? Not quite Canada, great.
Great Lakes by her side. Home of Aldo Leopold, Big Sky and Orson Welles. Steve Miller Band, lots of used up shotgun shells. Where everyone's your neighbor, beer, cheese, and fish fried. And you don't just say you're leaving, you say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later.
Sounds like Sam Elliott.
Charlie Behrens.
But that wasn't his deep voice.
That wasn't him singing.
Okay.
But that is a Charlie Behrens production.
I could hear him in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye now.
Okay, okay. Midwest goodbye. All right. Well, our guest this half hour is Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg, and we are talking about specifically the water filtration system that is up and running in Wausau, but also more generally PFAS that affects our fish, yeah, our water across the state, across the country. And so what else? I mean, because it's one of those things that sometimes I think as an individual person, besides your Brita filter, mm-hmm, what yeah can you do once you know about it? And so
yeah
I think in general, what would you encourage the average citizen to either be aware of, know about, take action on?
Yeah, totally. So there are a lot of choices that we have as consumers that we get to make about what we bring into our own environments. And so there's a lot of stuff that we encounter every day that contains PFAS. You know, if you wear waterproof mascara, you are putting PFAS so close to your eyes. If you like fast food, you are, those wrappers are, you know, coated with PFAS to keep them resistant to, you know, getting soaked through. So, you know, there, any rain gear, Gore-Tex, all of it. And so it can be overwhelming, but just understand what you're bringing into your world. I know I've slowly been kind of cutting out some things, and not just because of PFAS, but I'm thinking, you know, as we talk about microplastics, right? Like, mm-hmm, how do we get, you know, even my kitchen sponge, you know, I've swapped it out working on loofahs instead, which, you know, it's a whole new art to that. But I think that, you know, we have choices, and, you know, the reason we're regulated is because we're distributing water to almost 18,000 customers, right? Yeah. So that's really important for us to be giving people something that they can trust. So again, like, you have the opportunity to look into what you're using in your personal lives and making those choices every day and what goes into the environment from those choices. You know, even, man, I just, like, down the rabbit hole, the landfill, right? Like, there's leachate coming out of there, and testing that for PFAS. And where does that go? Well, it goes into your municipal wastewater system if there's an agreement there. So thinking about, I mean, like, we just have to be smarter consumers and start asking to not have those things added if we can. If they're required, okay. But I mean, I don't need to wear it on my eyes. I just don't. So decision made, easy. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. We can pressure those organizations that use PFAS in their production.
Pressure. Under pressure. All right. Well,
use your wallet.
Use your wallet. And also vote for people who care about this issue, please.
Boom.
So let's end on a high note. So what are some of the other more fun things happening in Wausau right now that we should know? I also saw the were you involved in the expansion that's going to happen at the ski mountain? I can't think of the name.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So Rib Mountain, Granite
Thank
Peak.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it was Rib something, but I was like, where?
Yeah.
I have only gone there once, so I didn't grow up going there, but it's the biggest ski mountain in Wisconsin, right? And so now there's going to be a huge expansion.
It's huge. So I actually, it's technically in the municipality of Rib Mountain.
Okay.
So it is, you know, their deal, and it's a state park. So the DNR had to work very closely. So yeah, it's great for them. You know, we've talked a lot about the economic impacts of that. Obviously, during ski season, I don't know if you've been to restaurants in downtown Wausau, but packed up all weekend, thanks to the folks who want to show up and ski and get outdoors. So that's really great for us. Obviously, room tax dollars matter. We're able to utilize those because people are showing up to ski and do all kinds of outdoor things, actually. You know, we've got 9 Mile. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So that's really exciting for them. I'm glad that the hiking trail I like to take every week is still going to be there and unaffected. So that's great, too. So we've had a lot of discussions there. Very exciting.
That's great. And so how much snow do you guys have right now? We're barren down here.
You know, we just have some leftover snow. We just got a bunch of rain. So it's kind of sad and pathetic for the middle of January. It's not what we, you know, I actually had to take my jacket off when I was going around outside the other day because it was just too hot to have my, you know, down jacket. So that's where we're at. It's weirdly warm and not snowy enough, but if you're showing up to ski, they make their snow up there. So you have opportunity to do this.
So what else is going on? Any other fun stories that you want people to know about?
Oh my gosh, fun stories.
Any new events coming up, celebrations? I feel like whenever, as we're social media friends, I feel like I often have notifications that pop up of different things you're sharing and things that are happening that people can go enjoy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, thinking ahead to summer, I don't want to wish away the winter because I do enjoy it, but you're thinking ahead to summer, we have the largest Hmong festival in the state. It's huge. So if Hmong Wassa Fest, you got to show up and check it out, eat the food, listen to the speeches. What? Oh my gosh, the dancing. Adore it. Amazing. You know, we have a new campus executive at our local two-year campus, and she is incredible. She might be somebody you want to talk to, Dr. Toms. She's amazing.
All right.
And she's got good ideas going on, and she is open. I'm just so excited she's here. So we got a lot of stuff going there. She was very involved in our MLK Day celebration this week, so really happy to see that. But other than that, you know, I'm trying to think, like, am I thinking really long term or short term? You know, we got Black History Month coming up. We have a great organizing committee. Stuff's happening weekly.
Nice.
So really excited. And obviously we're prepping for the Supreme Court primary. We know that's going to be a big one. Hopefully as many people that showed up for the last gubernatorial election decide that the primary is important too.
Yes, I will. Ready? We're going to be talking about that a lot in here. Is there any other local races? Obviously statewide, we're talking so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but is there anything locally happening for aldermen, common council, school boards? Really?
So yeah, we don't have anything with council or county board. Those happen in the same years, every 2 years.
Okay.
There's no staggering. We do have school board. So we have three positions open. So as we've seen the last three school board elections, we're expecting probably lots of interest in April. So we'll see how that goes.
But no, no primary for those. That'll just be the general in April.
Yep. Yeah. But we still need everyone to show up to vote for Supreme Court because it's a BFD.
It is a BFD. It is absolutely a BFD. And so, Kay Rosenberg, it's so lovely having you on the show, seeing your face.
Thank you.
We still need to go up to WXCO and do maybe definitely for the Hmong Festival.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to go to that.
We're putting that down now, but I think we need to get up there before the summer. Maybe we need to go. Jane, do you ski?
Been a long time. Get the body cast ready.
Hike. We'll go hiking.
If you just want to hike. Yeah.
We'll go hiking. The three of us will go hiking. We'll do our show from WXCO. It'll be great.
Do it. Mayor
Katie Rosenberg, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stay rested because I know you have a hard job, but can't wait to have you back next time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
All right.
It.
Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, one story about what a Wisconsin town is doing with their paper mill that may or may not be a good long-term solution. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
That was rhetorical. I'm dropping her. Oh, my God.
So roll out the barrel and strike up the band. Heavens praise Lombardi. The pack is back again. And now Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee. It's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.